Would you eat raw chicken thinking that you would get some clicks?
Oh, wow.
This is a setting the bar story, which is what?
It's an example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right,
but you're choosing to find yourself in this situation, apparently.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without doing stupid challenges for clicks, you're doing okay. First up, how about some dude on social media looking for clout by doing what he's dubbed his, quote, raw chicken experiment? What's he doing? He's eating raw chicken every day until it makes him sick.
Day 18, eating raw chicken every day till I get a tummy ache. I got to get on a flight in about 1 hour, so I'm just having a quick breakfast.
Oh.
Don't try this at home. When you get chicken stuck in your teeth, you can use one of nature's toothpicks.
Yeah, okay. What are nature's toothpicks?
Like a bone?
The nail of a chicken foot.
Oh, gosh.
Today we're going to try some chicken wings, and I got this hot sauce. It's from Hot Ones, and it's usually the last one that they use. I might have made a mistake.
Yeah, so he's not deep frying, air frying, baking these chicken wings. They are raw.
That's a problem. Has he not heard of the fact that you're supposed to fully cook meat, including chicken?
Well, once he runs into enough salmonella, he is going to get sick.
Okay, so was it like day one? I'm guessing not day one.
No, he's at day 18.
Day 18? Wow.
Yeah, so he's doing the raw chicken experiment.
That is further than I thought he'd get.
Yeah, trying to eat raw chicken until it makes him sick. Next up, dude in Iowa. He's a teenager, made an Instagram account where he promised to eat a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 followers. So overnight, boom, over 100,000 followers later.
Wow. Oh, that's a lot of peanut butter.
And so Eli and then his mom are kind of talking about the amounts of peanut butter that he's already eaten.
All over the internet, they've been doing just certain things for so many followers. And I thought, well, peanut butter's pretty good.
My first thought was that it was kind of funny. And then I started to be in awe at how fast his account was growing.
Yeah, so mom is like, okay, this is, I guess it's okay. It's just peanut butter, right? And then is just like, as he's getting more followers, is just kind of scratching her head going, hang on a second, what?
I was expecting it kind of as a joke to get, you know, maybe a couple hundred, but then once it got in the thousands, it kept going, and I thought it was funny at first, and then once I realized how much peanut butter I had to eat, then it wasn't much of a joke anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has eaten jars upon jars of those 64-ounce Skippy peanut butter containers.
And it was a lot of peanut butter.
I've spent pretty close to $150 on peanut butter.
Wow.
To support this venture for him.
Oh my gosh.
Mom is helping finance this.
Come on now. So
I said Skippy, right? So Skippy got wind of it. They sent him a care package filled with snacks and swag and stuff like that. So he's kind of changed the whole challenge. Instead of 50 followers, it's now for every like $50 worth of merch people buy, he'll eat a spoonful of peanut butter.
Oh.
So he's changed it up a little bit because he would, it was
he
something like
break?
He would have to ingest, well, he's gone through 7 large 64-ounce jars in the past month, which is 28 pounds of peanut butter.
Does he hate peanut butter yet?
Not yet, but
okay. He
should be eating, since he's currently over 115,000 followers, that would be about 2,300 spoonfuls, or about 72 of those 16-ounce jars.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
So again,
that's too much.
You know, look, I'm all for doing something attention getting, maybe to get some clicks, maybe get some clout, whatever.
I'm not about tummy aches though.
But
I want to try to avoid those.
If you're doing things like eating raw chicken and shoveling peanut butter in your mouth for days on end, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's why this is a setting the bar story. I don't know
if he's continuing on.
Yeah, he's selling merch. And so he's eating a spoonful of peanut butter for every 50 sales he gets now.
Okay.
So there you go. Right. That's your setting the bar story. Just a couple examples of how not to get clout on the internet.
Yeah, let's not do that.
7 DJX.